College for the season opener of the Jefferson College Viking women's basketball season. They square off against Lindenwood Belleville's junior varsity ball club to open up this campaign on Wednesday, November the 2nd. Will Cheshire alongside Evan Thurman joining us for the color commentary broadcast. And Evan, this is a JEFCO team that only has four players returning. And so when you only have four players returning, as one of those returning players, how much of a leadership role do they have to take in order to kind of gel that team?
Well, you definitely have to step up. You can't just, you know, you can't fold under the pressure. You have to be a leader. They show these new girls how to do it. It's college basketball. This is no joke. This isn't high school anymore. So you got to step up.
Yeah, exactly right. And that's something that Tanner was telling me today. It's Tanner Bencomo, to be exact. And she was telling me earlier today on the Viking Voices show about that and stepping up. And we also talked with Coach Jarvis during the pregame. We're going to go ahead, step aside for a short break, and then we'll hear from Coach Jarvis, get his pregame thoughts going forward into the regular season opener tonight for JEFCO.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Joined now by the head coach of the basketball team, Coach Jarvis. And Coach, day's finally here. Just how's the team feeling from a mindset standpoint, ready to get the ball rolling?
Yeah, finally here. We're excited. I mean, everybody's ready to go. You know, it's been kind of a long month of that practice. The good part is we had 4 dates of scrimmages in there to get to play some other people. But we're ready to start keeping score now and start counting the wins and losses.
Absolutely, Coach. You mentioned those scrimmages. Just what types of things that were you able to learn from those scrimmages about your team?
Well, I think, you know, we're still trying to kind of determine some roles, and we've had a few people hurt here or there. So, you know, it's kind of put some emphasis on a couple other people to step up. And, you know, I think I've been satisfied with what we've seen, and the freshmen are really coming along. And, you know, I think, again, we felt like we're going to be deep going into the year, and I think that's still, you know, going to be our strength coming out of it at this point.
Yeah, Coach, what do you think some of the keys to success are you guys for tonight here for the opener?
Well, we've got to, you know, things are going to be geared toward our defense, and we've got to have defense turn into offense and get the ball up and down the floor. We've got to finish layups and hopefully – you know, we don't shoot the basketball at the free throw line the best, so we've got to focus and improve there. But, you know, if we get off and get the tempo that we want, you know, I feel like we can wear some teams down.
Yeah, and Coach, I know we talked about this last week. Early in the season, it's more focused pretty much on your team and what right. You guys want to do versus looking at the other team.
Right,
correct?
You know, we've set a style of play that we think is going to give us the most success against our top region opponents, and we want to work on that as we progress through. And, you know, that's important to develop our identity. And that's what we try to do early in the season.
Yeah, we talked a little bit last week. You said you were looking to improve on the offensive spacing as well, kind of going into that final weekend. So just how did that play out?
It's getting better. You know, we're continuing to focus on that kind of at practice day in and day out. And we're getting better. And that gives us more lanes and more space to drive to the basket and make some things happen. So I saw improvement on that last week with both of our scrimmages. So, you know, I feel pretty good about that.
That's head coach Steve Jarvis, the Jefferson College women's basketball team, joining us here on the pregame show. We'll have more coverage when we come back here on 1400 KJFF.
Things really do get better with age at Bloomsdale Bank. For our account holders ages 55 and up, it means joining our Platinum Plus Club, where you'll enjoy exclusive benefits like group travel discounts, social events, free money orders, cashier's checks, and more. Just maintain a balance of $1,000 or more in an interest-bearing deposit account, and you're eligible. Now that's banking with benefits. Platinum Plus Club from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Cliff Lane with Lane Consolidated Services, Inc. in DeSoto. I have known and worked with Steve Farmer for many years, and I believe he is the best person for the job as public administrator. Please join me in voting to re-elect Steve Farmer, public administrator, on November 8th. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Tim Serdike, treasurer for Friends of Steve Farmer, and I told Steve that he can't afford and, most importantly, can't approve this message.
Hi, this is Steve Farmer. Thank you for your vote on November 8th, paid for by Friends of Steve Farmer.
Welcome back to Jefferson College. We are getting set for the Jeffco Vikings women's basketball team, a home opener here on 1400 at KJFF. Will Cheshire alongside Evan Thurman in this opener. We'll go ahead and give you the starters just as KJF's own Jeff Whitener announcing the starters here at Jefferson College for Lindenwood Belleville. Their starters are going to be Ashlyn Davis, a 5'5 guard from Commerce, Michigan. J.C. Roberts, 5'7 guard, senior from New Mexico. Number 22, Shaylee Aour, she's a freshman from Valley Park. Callan Hall is a senior from Illinois, 5'8 guard and forward. Destiny Wilford, 5'7 guard, sophomore out of St. Louis. For your Jefferson College of Vikings, Greedy Minculisa is getting the start, 5'9 a guard from Romania. Janae Randall, 6'1 sophomore from Jennings, Missouri. Shannon Triplett, 5'8 freshman from Florissant, Missouri. And Tanner Bencomo, a 5'4 guard sophomore from Whiteside. And Dominique Jennings rounds it out, 6' sophomore from Illinois. Rounding out the starting lineup for the Jeffco Vikings. Evan, one thing that stands out to me, the height difference. Lindenwood Belleville doesn't have a girl that appears to be 6 feet tall in that starting lineup. In fact, the tallest at 5'9". Meanwhile, Jeffco, they're deploying a 6-footer in Dominic Jennings and a 6-footer in Janae Randall. So you got to think the height advantage is going to be something on the glass.
It could be a factor, especially in reboundings, but that does not necessarily mean that you're going to run away with the ball game, because I'm sure Lindenwood makes it up in a lot more other facets of the game.
Absolutely, and it's something that Jeffco really wants to do, Evan, is they want to go out there, they want to run the floor, they want to tire out their opponents, and this Belleville team, they only have 8 players on this court right now, so you have to imagine with Jeffco's roster and how deep they are, they're going to have a good opportunity to run the floor.
Absolutely. Late in this game, we could show how well-conditioned this Lindenwood team is.
As we get set for the tip-off, starters out there, and the tip is into the air. Jeffco basketball there, off and running to start this one. Go in forward. Ball's in the middle to Randall. Kicked out backside. Now at the mid-key. Now thrown to the left side. Pull-up jumper on the left edge. That's an air ball. No good that time from a Triplett on the left edge. Rebound goes to Lindenwood Belleville. They have it in the backcourt. There's Jeffco putting pressure on the basketball. Stolen away that time from Randall, and she's got by herself. Gives an outlet back to Triplett, trailing behind her. She can't get it to go on the left side, though, and there is a push underneath. Going to go against Lindenwood Belleville. And Evan, as we talked about early, all of a sudden Jeffco running quick to start. Lots of pressure.
Jeffco has a very fiery start to this game. We're going to see if they can continue the momentum.
Inbounds pass goes to the left wing. Shooting a 3, that's no good. Rebound inside. Down low to Triplett. Back out to Randall at the point. She can't get that one to go. McGinnis now battles inside, and she knocks that one through and in. So an easy 2 points early on. Janaea Randall actually with the basket.
And there's that height. She used that height.
Triplett putting a lot of pressure in the backcourt. Helping her out there. Back there is Bencomo. Lots of pressure. Now whistle blown. It looks like it's a violation on Lindenwood Belleville. 10 seconds in the backcourt. So that pressure, doing a great job so for Jeffco so far. There is Tanner Bencomo controlling the point guard duties here in the half court set of the offense. Now the left side goes down low to Minculisa. Minculisa, right side, thinking about a 3. There is Triplett. She's going to dribble down low, put up a little floater on that right edge. That's no good. Rebound goes to Lindenwood Belleville and Shaylee Aour. Here comes Lindenwood. They finally get it across that half-court mark on the left edge. There's a throw down low to Hall. Hall has it on the far side. She throws it out top to Ashlyn Davis. Left side 3. Off the back iron. No good. Rebound, though, offensively to Destiny Wilford. She kicks it back out to J.C. Roberts on that right edge. Defended closely by Minculisa. Drives across that right edge. It looks like that's going to be a foul called down low on that right block by Dominique Jennings.
Yeah, she just drew contact there, drove it on the right side, and she got what she wanted.
Yeah, so that'll be a shooting foul on Jennings. I'm going to bring J.C. Roberts to the line, a 5'7 guard, senior from New Mexico. First free throw up and in for her, and it's 2-1 early on here. Jeffco with 8:36 to play in the first quarter. Second attempt up and in, so 2 points for Roberts quickly. Inbounds pass goes into Bencomo. Bencomo dribbles it out, throws it off to the right edge to Triplett. Now top of the key, now left, Minkulisa with it. Now back down low, throws it on a left side pass. Driving into the paint, goes Triplett with a little right-hand floater, gets it to go. 2 points for Jeffco, 4-2.
Yeah, Triplett's been everywhere so far, both on offense and defense.
As she puts pressure there onto the backcourt, and then it's an errant pass thrown away by Lindenwood Belleville because of the pressure. Destiny Wilford throws it right to left into the Jeffco seat, and it'll be Vikings basketball. And Como once again controlling the point duty. She throws it off to the right side to Minkulisa. Minkulisa met at the point. Now she throws it down low to Jennings. Now back to Randall. Randall goes off to the right edge, and she loses control of the basketball, but it's tipped away last touch by Wilford of Lindenwood Belleville. It'll be Vikings basketball underneath. 8 minutes to go, 4-2. Jeffco leads it early. Bencomo inbounded on the right block underneath the basket. She looks to fires it in. Now she's going to throw it to the right corner to Triplett. She's going to throw an entry pass it down low to Dominic Jennings, and she tries to pass that one over to Randall. Knocked away by Lindenwood Belleville in the key. It'll be Jeffco ball once again. Bencomo going to pass it in. Right block second time. Once again goes to Triplett on the near side edge. Three-pointer top of the key from Minkulisa. That one banks almost in, but goes out. No good. Rebound to Lindenwood Belleville. Almost a quick three. They're going to try to push the pace this time. She throws it away, not expecting it, but a recovery there from Galen Hall. She kicks it back out. Now top of the key, met by Bencomo. Right side, there's Triplett putting in pressure. And Minkulisa meets Wilford at that edge. Wilford kicks out to Roberts at the top. Roberts kicks out Davis, top of the key. 4-3, knocks it in, and good. Lindenwood Belleville has their first three-pointer of the night, 5-4 in their lead. So the Lynx taking advantage here. Here comes Bencomo. She throws left to Minkulisa. Back to Minkulisa now on the left edge. She looks for an entry pass as she's double-teamed. She finds one down low. Randall, left edge. She can't get it to go with the left hand. Off the glass, no good. Rebound to Lindenwood Belleville. She's got a girl running in the outlet. Transition, spin move. And that's no good. Good defense from Minkulisa, who hauls down the rebound. And here come the Vikings in transition. 3-on-2. Right side, Bencomo for three. Off the front edge, no good that time. That goes out of bounds. It'll be Lindenwood basketball, 6:54 to play. A couple of substitutions for Jeffco. Cheyenne Randall coming in to check in for Triplett. Triplett heads out of the game, as does Janaea Randall. And also checking into the game now, Irene Perez. Ina checks in, and she checks in the game for Greta Minkulisa. So Minkulisa hauls in a few minutes. Lindenwood Belleville and the Lynx with the same girls on the court. Left side now with the basketball. Dribbling down low is Roberts. Now back left side thinking about a three ball as Davis decides against it. She's met by Bencomo at the top of the key. Tries to throw an entry pass to the cutting Wilford, but she loses it out of bounds off of her fingertips. Wilford can't handle. It'll be Jeffco basketball off the turnover, 5-4. Here comes Bencomo. Got it on the left side. Throws it to the top. Now right side. Dribbling down low is Cheyenne Randall. She throws it to Jennings and near the top of the key. Left side, Bencomo with it now. Back down to Ina. So Pina, I should say. Now top of the three, and that is good. Cheyenne Randall knocking that one down. First 3 points for her on the night. Here comes Lindenwood Belleville. They have it left edge. 7-5, Jeffco leads it now. And now controlling the basketball for Lindenwood Belleville is Davis. Davis tries to find an inbounds pass down low to Hall. Hall throws it back out to Davis at the top of the key. Now through the right side is Roberts. She's met by Cheyenne Randall. She's going to drive to the key, but met good defense there. Coming over to help Dominic Jennings. She pulls down the rebound as well. So Dominic Jennings on the board with the rebound. As Jeffco pushes it, Cheyenne Randall gets control of the basketball on the right side. Travels too many steps. That'll be a turnover. Jeffco loses it. Now Lindenwood Belleville. Checking into the game for Lindenwood Belleville is Mile Miller. She checks in for the first time tonight. Out of the game goes Shaylin Aour. A lot of pressure from Jeffco once again in the backcourt, but they get it across. Tries a little jump stop throw, ball on the right block. Met by Nkampo left side. Three off the back edge, no good. Rebound into the hands of Izzy Ringling. She gets some action for the first time, a Hillsboro product. Cheyenne Randall once again tries to put up a mid-range jumper on that right side. Gets nothing but net. Fast-paced game so far, Evan.
Yeah, absolutely. And this height by Jeffco is really, as you predicted, a big factor.
Driving into the lane with a scooping layup. Nice job that time from Davis. 7-7. So here comes Tanner Bencomo with it. Bencomo, she has it now left side. There's Cheyenne Randall. Bencomo with it yet again on the left side. She throws it right into the hands of Sopina. Sopina dribbled back out. Bencomo, right side, triple, no good. Rebound into the hands of Ringling. She does a terrific job, passes it to Sopina. Mid-range jumper, she can't get it to go off back iron. Rebound goes into the hands of Miller. Once again, Jeffco, lots of pressure in that backcourt. Lindenwood Belleville struggled at times, but they break it that time. Davis throws it right side to Roberts. Roberts dribbling, met by Cheyenne Randall. Now back to the top of the key. It'll be Davis, met by Bencomo. Dribbles to the right side, throws it down low to Miller. Now back in an entry pass down low. No good on the block. Rebound goes to Sopina of Jefferson. Sopina bringing it up, driving to the basket. Going to go by herself on the right edge. Contact. They're going to call a player control foul on Sopina, and that'll be Lindenwood Belleville basketball. That's her first foul of the night. Good defense, though, from her on the defensive side of the end to secure that rebound. A little bit of a sloppy game on both ends so far, Evan. Both teams, the regular season opener, still trying to find their groove as there's a timeout on the floor by Lindenwood Belleville, and we'll take a timeout with them. 4:10 to play here in the first quarter. We're tied 7-7.
We're spreading holiday cheer. At First State Community Bank, we're giving away $1,000 per week from November 7th through December 31st. If you win, we'll pay back your FSCB debit MasterCard purchase of up to $1,000. And there may be multiple winners each week. So use your FSCB debit MasterCard for your Thanksgiving feast or to deck the halls. Every time you swipe, tap, dip, or click, you enter to win. First State Community Bank, success starts here. Member FDIC. Official rules at fscb.com/holidaypayday.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston.
Look out! Here comes a throat roll!
Whether you're craving pork, chicken, or beef, there's no meal that compares to Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. From old-fashioned center-cut ham, barbecue pork steaks, chicken and dumplings, round steak, beef liver and onions, golden fried catfish, and much more. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you'll smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
KJFM at Jefferson College Vikings, their season opener against Lindenwood at Belleville, the junior varsity Lynx. This time it is 7-7 early on in this one with 4:10 to play. And Evan, what's kind of stood out to you so far in this one?
Well, it's been a fast-paced game for sure. Neither team really slowing down, but it's still also very sloppy.
Yeah, definitely both teams seem like they're trying to find their groove a little bit. Lindenwood Belleville going to check it in, and they'll get it once again. Pressure for Jeffco. Cheyenne Randall still into the game in the backcourt there. Sopina as well. Checking into the game for the first time, Tyra Bonner. Tyra Bonner plays some defense, steals it away, rips it from the hands of Destiny Williford, and that's a steal. So Bonner right off the board in a good time, but she turns it over on a steal, trying to get it to Sopina that time. J.C. Roberts going the other way for the Lynx, and she'll slow it up top of the key. She's met by Bonner. Lots of tough defense for her. Far side now at the top of the key. Cheyenne Randall meeting her. Now right side. Bonner on the defense. Down low, Miller, right side jumper for Lindenwood Belleville. No good. Rebound to Lindenwood. A little wild shot. No good that time. And it goes wild from Katara Sharp into the hands of Sopina of Jeffco. Now entry pass down low. Izzy can't quite get that one to go. No good on that right side. Nice pass there from Sopina. No finish that time from the freshman, Izzy Ringling. Coming off of a knee injury, of course, a big start at Hillsboro High School. There's a right side three-ball corner. That one goes in and out. No good from Sharp. Chased down, though, offensively for the rebound to Davis of the Lynx. Right side, driving to the hoop, cutting in the basket. And the right side teardrop layup kisses off the glass and in. Nice effort that time from Destiny Williford. That's stolen away. So Pina has that one taken by Roberts. She's got a lonely layup, but she can't get it to go on the right side. No good. Just her in the basket, but can't get it to fall. Brings in Cheyenne Randall. Randall to Ringling. Back to Randall in the point, and she is fouled, and she'll head to the free throw line for the first time tonight. So lots of turnovers to start this one early, but now having a chance for Jeffco to tie this up, slow it down a little bit at the charity stripe.
Yeah, I think both teams here just need to slow down and maybe collect themselves a little bit and just, like you said, find their groove.
Randall takes a couple of dribbles. Sets, shoots, and delivers. Knocks that one back and in. Coach Jarvis had talked a lot about as a couple of subs get set in. Bonner checks out of the game, as does Sopina. Checking into the game comes a couple of the starters, Minkulisa, as well as Shannon Triplett. Triplett, a freshman. Minkulisa, a sophomore. Second shot this time from Cheyenne Randall. Up and in, and we're all knotted up at nine here with 2:38 to play in this first quarter of action. J.C. Roberts, once again, pressure in the backcourt. There's Randall all over it. Also, there defending is Minkulisa again, but they cross the half-court barrier and now have it in Jeff Coe's side of the court. Top of the key now, Roberts. Right side into the hands of Miller. Driving to the basket, tries to find an open girl, and she finds one on the left side. Jump shot up and in that time, and good. 11-9, that one put in by Hall. Jeffco pushing it once again. Here's Triplett going up and under on the left side. Tries to get the layup to go, and she does. Nifty move that time from Shannon Triplett. Nice shot there. Tries to apply some defense, breaking that pressure. Now left side, trying to go up into the jump shot. Swatted away on a nice block down low, and here comes Jeffco the other way. A big-time block that time from De'Asia Johnson. And Johnson that time turns it over. Into the key, J.C. Roberts behind her back. Left side now going against Cheyenne Randall, and Randall puts on a push and a foul, and she'll head to the free throw line. Tied at 11 here, minute 43 to play. But De'Asia Johnson, Evan, on that one, really kind of showed her presence as a six-footer down low, 6'1 freshman from Louisville, Kentucky, with a big block.
Absolutely, yeah. She looks like she likes to bang down low.
And there's a free throw up and in, and that's exactly what Coach Jarvis said. She's very physical down low, does a very nice job in the block, a terrific rebounder, what he said leading up to these games, and she certainly proved it in that limited action. Second free throw attempt up and in as well, 13-11. Lynx over Jeffco here, minute 40 to play. And Kulisa with the basketball. She throws it out right, out top of the key. With the basketball now driving Janaea Randall. And there's a foul call. Looks like it's going to go against Ashlyn Davis at the free throw line as Randall was driving. It's going to bring Minkulisa to the left side of the block, down underneath to throw it in. Minkulisa throws it down low, has an open girl. She puts it in. That time, De'Asia Johnson on the board for the first time tonight. 2 points for her, and it's 13-11 Lynx. Right side driving once again, Lindenwood. There's a down low pass going up and in. Lots of defense. Blocked away, rebound into the hands of Minkulisa. She's going to push it up the basketball court. She's going to pull up on the left side, stop dribbling, going to throw it down low to the entry pass, and that is good. That time, Janae Randall puts it in. Nice pass that time for Minkulisa.
Yeah, it was a no-looker as well, that on.
Yeah, nice looks that time. And they're all tied now at 13. A nice 4-0 run here from the Vikings. Minkulisa putting a lot of pressure. Now top of the key into the hands of Roberts. Left side, now Davis with it. Davis dribbles towards the top of the key. She's thinking about going left, and indeed she does. Jumper, that's no good. Rebound into the hands of Janae Randall. She's got control of the basketball. She throws it out to Minkulisa. Now right side with it is Triplett. Triplett gets a screen down low from Johnson. Throws up a runner, no good. But to clean up the miss is Randall, but she can't put it in on the right side. No good. Does get the rebound, but it'll be Lynx basketball. 24 seconds to play in this first quarter of action. Left side with it now. 18 seconds. Driving to the court. Right side has some room. Misses off of the glass. No good. That time from Roberts. Rebound goes to Triplett of Jeffco. She pushes the pace. Right side into the paint. Losing control of the basketball is Janae Randall, and it's stolen away this time. Coming in is Sharp, and she's going to go coast to coast, but she is fouled, and she'll head to the line for two baskets with just 0.7 seconds left.
I think the Vikings were trying to avoid that. You know, maybe just let her take the shot. You don't want the foul. But here she is at the line.
Yeah, 15-13. The foul on the freshman, Marcha Perez Gomez, that time. Checking in, getting her first looks of action tonight. First free throw attempt up and in. So Lindenwood and the Lynx, nice job at the charity stripe so far.
No one's missed at the free throw line so far.
Yeah, 100%. Second free throw, up and in, and good.
That's for both teams.
So Janae Randall passes it in, briefly touched by Minkulisa, and the horn sounds, and we're all knotted up at the end of one here, 15-15 here, as the Vikings open up their basketball season against the Lynx of Lindenwood Belleville. We'll have more coverage for you starting in the second quarter. We come back after the minute timeout on 1400 KJFF.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Back on 1400 KJFF, we're going to get set here for the second quarter of action. Evan, the first quarter, 15-15, a little sloppy play. You expect things to kind of pick up a little bit here.
Absolutely. I think that the jitters have worn off, and now we're going to start to see some quality basketball.
As the Lynx still get the basketball first, checked in this time, goes to Roberts. Roberts going to dribble to the left side. She's met by Minkulisa. Wide open three from Davis on the right edge. Can't get it to go. Rebound into the hands of Minkulisa. She pushes the pace a little bit to Triplett. Triplett. She dribbles. Left side now into the hands. Jennings on the right side. That pass thrown away a little bit. No good. And into the hands of Davis. That's a turnover for the Vikings. Down low. Left-handed layup off the glass. No good. Rebound into the hands to Janae Randall. It's her fifth board of the night early on. Minkulisa. Ball's on the right edge. Now left side, into the hands, dribbling with it. Now top of the key, throws it right, Minkulisa. Now back to Bencomo at the top of the key. Shot clock down to under 10 seconds, to 6 seconds. Minkulisa has it down low. Here's Randall, left side, Jennings, and she puts it up with 2 seconds left. Gets it to go with the left hand. Beautiful move that time from Dominic Jennings on a pretty pass and assist from Janae Randall. Lots of pressure from Jeffco yet again. Lindenwood Belleville, though, struggled at first to start, but they've been able to break it towards the end. And now an open look for three on the left edge, and that's off the front rim. No good. Rebound into the hands of Randall yet again. That's Jenna Randall. That's stolen away into the hands of Lindenwood Belleville as they tried to get it to Triplett, but knocked away that time. Roberts with it. Now Davis driving on the right edge. She tries a no-look pass, stolen away that time from Randall. Now thrown into the hands of Bencomo. Bencomo now right side to Minkulisa. Minkulisa down low. She tries to get it to Jennings, and that goes through her leg. She can't get it. Another turnover. Back-to-back-to-back turnovers now. Destiny Williford with it for Lindenwood Belleville. Williford, she dribbles. Going against Minkulisa. Left side pass to an open jumper. Knocks it in. Nice pass there from Williford, putting it into the basket. Callen Hall, 17-17, 8 minutes to play in the second quarter now. Here's Bencomo. Bencomo. Top of the key to Jennings. Now Randall with it. Now throws it back out. Minkulisa, top of the key. Down low. Jennings, left-handed shot in the key. Can't get it to go. Falling over to her left. Now rebounded into the hands. And here comes Hall. Pull-up jumper. That's no good. Bencomo had it, lost it. And now into the hands. Randall controls it. She's got several boards this quarter. Randall coast-to-coast contact. They call a player control foul. No basket. Doesn't count. Looks like a turnover on Jeffco. That one looked like pretty close, but a good defense there from the Lynx that time to draw the foul.
Absolutely. Shows a good physicality.
17-17. Out of the game goes Ashlyn Davis. Checking into the game comes Katara Sharp for Lindenwood Belleville. On the court are Bencomo, Minkulisa, Jeanette Randall, Triplett, Jennings out there for the Vikings. Left side with it. Sharp, now right side, deep three ball that time, and knocking it in is Roberts. 20-17, the Lynx lead at 7:15 to play in the second quarter. Bencomo has it on the right side. Dribbles, calls for a screen, and she'll get it from Jennings. Instead, she'll throw a right elbow jumper to Triplett, knocks it down. Triplett having a nice game, nice find there from Bencomo. Como with a couple assists tonight. Triplett, he's driving, now throws it left side to Sharp. Sharp with the basketball. Top of the key. Deep, deep three. Trying to knock it down twice in a row. This time, nothing but air. Out of bounds that time from Roberts.
Well, sometimes if you're feeling it, you know you got to take a chance.
Got to take a chance, but unfortunately for her, it did not go. Well off the point there, and Jeffco will gladly take that shot any night. But Como gets the checked-in ball from Randall. Check back into the game is Cheyenne Randall as well, and she controls it now on the left side. Cheyenne throws it over to the right side to Tripp, but somehow controls the basketball. She gives it down low. Jennings, left side jumper, gets it to go off the left glass. A beautiful kiss right there from Dominic Jennings to control that pass. Jennings on the board again. Cheyenne Randall, great defensive pressure along with Triplett, forces a turnover on the right side as it's thrown out of bounds. Jeffco, 21-20. Now that defense starting to put a little pressure on the Lynx. Bencomo with the basketball. She throws it right side, Triplett. Triplett gets a screen. Now back top of the key, Cheyenne Randall, left side, Bencomo. She thinks about it instead. Entry pass down low, Jennings. Once again on that left edge, Jennings gets it to go. Another assist that time for Bencomo, and Jennings starting to feel it a little bit. Lots of pressure in the backcourt by Triplett and Bencomo. Now Cheyenne Randall over there. Now it's left side, Sharp drives to the basket. She's got room and gets the floater to go. Score down 23-22, just under 6 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Pushing it up comes Bencomo, one of the four returning seniors on the team. She throws it to Triplett now on the right side. Triplett drives towards the middle of the paint. She decides to throw up a floater, no good. And rebound goes into the hands of Randall, but she is fouled on the play. Nice job there from Randall to sky up, and that's where that height keeps that advantage. Couple of subs coming in. Jenna Randall will check out of the game, into the game. Comes the young girl from Hillsboro, Izzy Ringling, the freshman. She gets the inbound pass from Bencomo, and she is fouled on the left side shot. She'll head to the free throw line. Ringling. Yeah.
Lindenwood really can't have that. That's just your traditional box play. And, you know, you got to know it's coming. You got to know it's coming from the post and gave it up and then fouled.
And then a foul, so some free baskets there. So nice shot from Jeffco. Execute. Ringling, the one-handed touch from the free throw line, up and in. 24-22 Vikings, 5:37 to play. Ringling from Hillsboro High School, a local native. Terrific rebounder, trying to recover a little bit from an ACL injury she suffered. Second free throw. Beautiful touch from Ringling. Gets that one to go. It's a six-foot freshman. Has a couple of points on the board in her college debut. Here comes the Lynx. Check out three ball by Sharp on the right side. That's no good. Loose ball on the floor. And it's still loose. Ringling comes up with it. She gets the loose ball into the hands of Bencomo, the sure-handed ball handler. She pushes it up the court. Now right side, Cheyenne Randall in the perimeter. Looks for a screen from Ringling. Now she throws it back out right side. Bencomo, she pump fakes. Dribble drives. Beautiful move. Can she finish? Can't quite get it to go. She was probably, as there's now a foul on Bencomo. I feel like she was almost surprised that she was able to get that fake and stay up in the air.
Yeah, she came up smiling after she missed it because she knew she maybe gave that one away.
Yes, Bencomo turns it over, then puts on a foul. Now here comes Bencomo as long with Triplett, putting pressure on that backcourt. All the way into the left side as they break it. Now pushing, driving, a little floater and a teardrop. Gets it to go. Williford on the left side and in. 25-24, 4:48 to play in the first half of action. Cheyenne Randall with it. She throws it right side, Triplett. She gets a screen right from Ringling and a little roll, but Ringling wasn't expecting it. Set into the hands of Jennings, and Jennings is pushed down low before she drives right left to get a shot up into the air, and they will go ahead and get it down low underneath. This Jeffco basketball team last year won 97-63 over Lindenwood. Of course, they only have one or two players on this roster from Lindenwood Belleville and just four returning from Jeffco. Inbound pass, Bencomo. Box play again. Evan gets that one to go. Ringling up and in.
Used nothing but her height there to get her fourth point of the game.
That's stolen away that time from Bencomo. Into the hands of Triplett. She goes right side. Foul. Did she get the basket? No, she doesn't. A hold that time. And they're actually going to say it occurred underneath. No two shots here. Once again, Bencomo check in. This time from the left block underneath the basket.
You know, if you ask a coach what are some important things in a game, they'll give you the coach answer of fouls. Well, fouls are a big deal right now.
They very much are. Both teams struggling in foul trouble. And Como inbound pass to Cheyenne Randall. Left side now to Triplett. Pull-up jumper on the left side in front of the elbow. Gets it to go. Triplett showing a nice mid-range jump shot so far. And that's thrown away and out of bounds. Nice defense. Ashlyn Davis was a little pressured, overthrew her intended target there from Sharp. Another turnover. That Jeffco defense really starting to give the Lynx fits.
Yeah, like I said, they'll talk about fouls and also talk about turnovers.
Yeah.
So
two key elements. Bencomo now with it. Left side to Triplett. Triplett now top of the key to Ringling. Ringling now right side to Bencomo. Checking back into the game, De'Asia Johnson for Jeffco. Triplett with the basketball now in the paint. Right side, open for three is Bencomo. Pure from the outside, knocks it in. A three ball, her first three of the season. Now she goes for the steal. Now Triplett gets a double team. Beautiful pass behind. Gets it to Bencomo, but she can't finish the layup. No good. Into the hands of Roberts. What an athletic play, though, by Triplett as she commits the foul on a hold. That time actually going to be on Cheyenne Randall, number 20. But, Evan, what an athletic play there from Triplett to even keep that in bounds going underneath.
Not only that, but it was an accurate pass without looking behind her back. That was an insanely athletic play.
Great athleticism there. That time from Shannon Triplett, a freshman from Florissant, Missouri. Went to Hazelwood Central. Triplett now playing some defense at the top against Davis. Davis throws it to the right side. Down low to Sharp. Now she enters it down the right block, and knocking that one up and in is Williford. Shoots that one over Ringling. 32-26, 3:25 to play in the first half. And Como with the basketball. She dribbles. 2-3 zone this time from Leonardwood Belleville. Ringling has it top of the key. Throws it right to Bencomo. Bencomo on the right side. Throws it back top of the key. Cheyenne Randall. She pump fakes. Back out Bencomo. Thought about a right side three. Decided against it after Hall closed in. Going to dribble back up at the basketball, throws the top of the key, this time to Triplett, resetting the offense. Left side, Randall, shot clock down to 5 seconds. Bencomo with a shot for three. Off the back edge, no good. Rebound, there's Johnson down low. Checks into the ball game. Big rebound for her. Couple. Left side, reset the shot clock, and a timeout this time from Coach Jarvis as he wants to reset the offense. 32-26, Jefferson starting to get a little bit of rhythm here at Jefferson College at the Fieldhouse. Joe Ellen Court. As we'll go ahead, step aside for 30 seconds. 32-26, 2:52 to play here at 1400 KJFF.
Things really do get better with age at Bloomsdale Bank. For our account holders ages 55 and up, it means joining our Platinum Plus Club, where you'll enjoy exclusive benefits like group travel discounts, social events, free money orders, cashier's checks, and more. Just maintain a balance of $1,000 or more in an interest-bearing deposit account, and you're eligible. Now that's banking with benefits. Platinum Plus Club from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back on 1400 KJFF, Jeffco inbounds the basketball into the hands. This time, Tyra Bonner. She puts up a mid-range jumper. That's no good. Blocked. And now here comes Lindenwood Belleville in the Lynx with the basketball. Ashlyn Davis. She's met by Sopina, who's checked back into the game. Bonner also in the game as well, joined by Johnson. Johnson contests that shot to no avail. Sharp knocks in the floater on the right side.
And that's good. That's her 6th point of the game, Will. She's finding a rhythm.
She finds a little bit of a rhythm, 6 points for her. Sopina now with it, top of the key. Throws left to Bonner. Bonner to Ringling. Bencomo still in the game as well. She gets it. One-touch pass back out for three. Tyra Bonner knocks it down, and they're going to call that one a 2-foot was on the line. Nice shot nonetheless from Bonner, her 1st points of the game. Bencomo putting lots of pressure on defense, as is Bonner. Threatening in at 10 seconds, getting it across the line, though. Right side into the hands of Hall. Hall, top of the key for three. Davis rattles in and out, no good. Hall with the rebound, and she's fouled, looks like, by Tyra Bonner, and that's going to send Hall to the free throw line.
Now the question is, are we going to see our first missed free throw of the game right here? Because so far, both teams are still perfect.
Still perfect.
Yep.
So far. That's terrific free throw shooting. We've talked about how the game was a little sloppy to begin with. Well, free throw's certainly been good so far. No good now off front rim.
That's the commentator's curse.
The commentator's curse, they call it. Yet when we said it last time, they made it. Interesting. I don't know. It misses the first free throw, though, and she'll get the opportunity to get the second. Will Hall, they trail. And that's off the front rim and rolls in that time. Johnson gets it, and she'll inbound to the sure-handed Bencomo, who pushes the pace for Jeffco. They have a 34-29 lead, 1 minute and 40 seconds to play and counting in the first half. She throws it left to Bonner. Ringling has it now top of the key. Dribbles, and she is fouled at the top. Lots of pressure that time from Davis. Nice job by Ringling using her body to kind of force Davis to reach around her. That's going to send her to the free throw line due to the foul trouble you mentioned. That's the second foul so far. And Ringling ahead to the free throw line. Knocked down her 1st couple of free throws. 3rd free throw of the night. Up and in. Ringling with that little one-handed touch. Also do a couple dribbles, put it up at the top of her hand, and then release just with that one hand. Smooth shot.
That's absolutely, I dig it.
And it seems to be working great for the freshman from Hillsboro. And she's 4-for-4 from the charity stripe. Bonner, terrific defense, knocks it away, but Davis gets it. Now Bencomo putting some pressure, but they outlet it to Sharp. Left side, she crosses the line, and Bonner knocks it away with the left hand, out of bounds. Retaining possession is Lindenwood Belleville, the Lynx. They'll get a couple of subs checking into the game. Roberts and Mariah West, she checks in for Davis and Williford as well. Jeffco, no changes. Johnson contests the inbounds pass on the far side. Bencomo now is going to defend Roberts. Right side, mid-range jumper that time for Mariah West. That's still good off the front end. Rebound to Tyra Bonner. Bonner pushing the pace, and she loses control of the basketball. A race into the backcourt. Lindenwood Belleville on the baseline. Out of bounds, last touched by Roberts. Good hustle by Bonner after she turned it over. And it'll be Jeffco basketball. Check in already, quickly. Bencomo with it. Dribbles across the timeline. 2-3 zone. She throws it to Sopina. Sopina now top of the key to Ringling. Still in the 2-3 zone of the Lynx. Left side, Bencomo throws it in. Ball's batted away. And I guess last touch, they say, by Ringling. And that'll be Lynx basketball. 36-29, Jeffco lead. 59 seconds to play here in the first half of action. Quick one-touch inbounds pass. Bencomo putting lots of pressure on Sharp, but Sharp able to dribble Beyer on the left side, crossing the timeline. Top of the key, met by Bonner. Is Roberts. Throws to the right side, Hall. Hall down low, pass, closed out of bounds. Bonner, beautiful find, and up and in as Sharp cuts over. What a pass that time from Roberts. Keep her feet in bounds. Sopina dribbling up, left side. Here's Bonner. Bonner down low to Johnson. De'Asia Johnson, the freshman from Louisville. Back out, Bonner. Bonner controls it. Now left side into the hands of Bencomo. Bencomo down low. Sopina with it. Back out Bencomo. She's going for the left side jumper. Knocks it down, and they're going to call that one a two. Foot on the line. Thought she had the three ball, but toes on the line. It'll go for two. 38-31, 8 seconds to play in this first half. 5 seconds now with the basketball. Roberts. Roberts going against Bonner. Dribbles on the right side. 1 second layup. Swatted away by De'Asia Johnson, and the freshman's got her second block of the night, and that's going to conclude the first half of action. Vikings lead it 38-31 here in their season opener over the Lynx of Lindenwood Belleville. You're listening to 1400 KJFF. We'll be back with a little bit of a halftime report for you right here on KJF.
Hello, this is Cliff Lane with Lane Consolidated Services, Inc. and DeSoto. I have known and worked with Steve Farmer for many years, and I believe he is the best person for the job as public administrator. Please join me in voting to re-elect Steve Farmer, Public Administrator, on November 8th. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Tim Serdike, Treasurer for Friends of Steve Farmer, and I told Steve that he can't afford and, most importantly, can't approve this message.
Hi, this is Steve Farmer. Thank you for your vote on November 8th, paid for by Friends of Steve Farmer.
Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center can provide all of your adult and pediatric medicine and dental care needs, as well as mental health and substance abuse treatment. Hi, this is Tracy Wicking. We want to be your healthcare home. Call us at 481-6040 for more information or to schedule an appointment at our new facility in Hillsboro. That number again is 481-6040 or check us out online at mimoinfo.com. Comtree, health happens here.
Mark the calendar for the Jefferson County Family YMCA's annual dinner and auction Saturday, November 19th. Hi, this is Suzanne Seek, your auction chairperson. This one-of-a-kind evening is the largest fundraiser event for our Jefferson County YMCA, and the proceeds provide services for everyone regardless of their ability to pay. To donate an item, reserve a table, or an individual ticket, call 636-931-YMCA for the annual YMCA dinner and auction November 19th at the Lexington Inn.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Back back on 1400 at KJFF with the Jefferson College Vikings basketball squad. They hold a 38-31 lead over Lindenwood Belleville Lynx, the JV team, to open up this season opener here from Jefferson College here at Joe Ellen Stringer Court in the Fieldhouse. And Evan, it was a first half that really kind of started a little slow for both teams in that action. But that second quarter, both teams really started picking it up, especially Jeffco.
Absolutely. Jeffco really started to pick things up, like you said. What I'm really interested in seeing is this second half, because obviously the Vikings are a lot more deep when it comes to the bench players. And I want to know how the Lynx are going to do with their substitutions. If you have less, are you more conservative with your substitutions? You know, you let them play longer, or do you get lots of substitutions in as the game goes on to maybe get more rest?
Yeah, it's an interesting point. It'll be interesting to see how they manage that, because you're right. Do you constantly do the substitutions and try to get everybody working in at the same level, or do you kind of work someone until that end and they really need that rest and bring in someone who might be extra fresh versus being a little bit tired with that consistent rotation? Definitely going to be interesting to look forward to. For Jeffco and Coach Jarvis, they seem to be doing exactly what they want to be doing, and that is pushing the pace of the basketball, Evan. And that defensive intensity was something that Coach Jarvis has really been hounding on all preseason long. And, Evan, to me, they really force a lot of pressure in the backcourt of their defense.
Absolutely. I think that their press, too, is the Lynx are struggling to find an answer to their press, because a lot of errant passes are going the way of Vikings because they can't even get past half court a lot of the times.
Yeah, they've really kind of struggled. And Evan, in their half court offense as well, Jeffco seems to be getting a lot of transition opportunities. I think it's just a matter of being a little rusty and just needing to kind of finish and get into that game flow action, because there have been a few missed opportunities for them so far.
Yeah, well, there's been a few missed opportunities for both teams. It's the season opener. You can't expect your season-ending, championship run to come into fruition yet. You got to shake this rust off, especially for the Vikings. 12 new faces on the team, and you really got to, they're just trying to get this experience of college basketball.
Exactly, and that's one thing Coach Jarvis really talked about. He said, hey, we want to make sure we're playing our best basketball towards that region tournament time and really developing these players. And so far, just in those two quarters, you've seen a little bit of a development from the first to that second quarter. Jeffco, of course, last year they finished 11-19, had a regional loss to Crowder in the Region 16 tournament. Coach Jarvis, third year, is at the helm. They're definitely more athletic this year, something he talked about. And why don't we go look at some of those first half stats for us going forward for the Jeffco Vikings. Izzy Ringling, who's been coming back with an ACL injury, has had a nice first half of action, really, in limited minutes. She's got 6 points on the night to really start off. She's got a couple of rebounds as well for Ringling, and 4-for-4 from the field goal attempt. Jenna Randall, think that Coach Jarvis thinks she could be one of the best rebounders in the conference so far, and I can see why. I mean, unofficially got 8 rebounds for her in that first half. She was all over the glass.
Yeah, she's a beast down low. I mean, I'm 6'3 myself, and she might be able to box me out and keep me out of the paint.
Yeah, very talented. She's got 4 points as well. Cheyenne Randall, a forward, she's added 7 points onto the night for herself and a couple of boards as well, and also throwing it up for Johnson, De'Asia Johnson, a couple of rebounds for her, a couple of points, and Tyra Bonner, 5 points as well. And Bencomo, the guard, has done a nice job dishing out the basketball, have her unofficially with 4 assists so far, 4 points in that first half of action, had a three-pointer taken away, 6 points for Jennings as well, and a couple of rebounds to add to her in this action. That's, of course, Dominique Jennings. Had a couple of nice shots down low using the left hand and side. We'll go ahead, step aside for another timeout here on 1400 KJFF. We'll have more halftime coverage for you when we come back.
We're spreading holiday cheer. At First State Community Bank, we're giving away $1,000 per week from November 7th through December 31st. If you win, we'll pay back your FSCB debit MasterCard purchase of up to $1,000. And there may be multiple winners each week. So use your FSCB debit MasterCard for your Thanksgiving feast or to deck the halls. Every time you swipe, tap, dip, or click, you enter to win. First State Community Bank, success starts here. Member FDIC. Official rules at fscb.com/holidaypayday.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes a throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Things really do get better with age at Bloomsdale Bank. For our account holders ages 55 and up, it means joining our Platinum Plus Club, where you'll enjoy exclusive benefits like group travel discounts, social events, free money orders, cashier's checks, and more. Just maintain a balance of $1,000 or more in an interest-bearing deposit account, and you're eligible. Now that's banking with benefits. Platinum Plus Club from Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back on 1400 KJFF. Go ahead, give you a quick rundown as well to the Lynx scoring leaders. Roberts leads the way for them in this action. She's got 2 3 balls, 4 3 pointers. Do the math, 10 points for her. She's the leading scorer, game high scorer, I should say, for both teams to start in this game. 6 points for Williford. And then 4 points for Hall. I beg your pardon, 5 points for Hall for them as well. Sharp, she's made an impact quickly. She's got 8 points on the board as well, and those are kind of your leaders for Lindenwood Belleville. And, Evan, what do you see that Jeffco, or I should say, what do you think Jeffco needs to do to continue to add to the seven-point lead that they built up in that second quarter here in the start of the second half?
Well, I'm going to sound like a coach here, but I think fundamentals are the keys. The passes, they need to go where they need to go. You know, honestly, to me, every time the ball leaves a player's hands on both teams, I get a little nervous because a lot of times today they're not going to the right team. So I think they need to get their passes down, their fundamentals, their rebounding, and just making sure they need to keep the turnovers to a minimum.
Yeah, and you kind of, as you mentioned earlier, it's the opening game, and that first half, the second half, you kind of expect them to kind of start turning it around a little bit, get more comfortable.
Yeah, I expect them to shake the rust off a little bit. The butterflies are gone, and I feel like this should be a cleaner second half than what we saw earlier.
38-31, the halftime score here. Jeffco leads it over the Lynx. We'll go ahead and step aside once again, and we come back. We'll have the starts of the second half for you here from the Joe Ellen Stringer Court at the Fieldhouse out here in Hillsboro at Jefferson College. You're listening to 1400 KJFF.
Hello, this is Cliff Lane with Lane Consolidated Services, Inc. in DeSoto. I have known and worked with Steve Farmer for many years, and I believe he is the best person for the job as public administrator. Please join me in voting to re-elect Steve Farmer, public administrator, on November 8th. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Tim Serdike, treasurer for Friends of Steve Farmer, and I told Steve that he can't afford and, most importantly, can't approve this message.
Hi, this is Steve Farmer. Thank you for your vote on November 8th, paid for by Friends of Steve Farmer.
We're spreading holiday cheer. At First State Community Bank, we're giving away $1,000 per week from November 7th through December 31st. If you win, we'll pay back your FSCB debit MasterCard purchase of up to $1,000. And there may be multiple winners each week. So use your FSCB debit MasterCard for your Thanksgiving feast or to deck the halls. Every time you swipe, tap, dip, or click, you enter to win. First State Community Bank, success starts here. Member FDIC. Official rules at fscb.com/holidaypayday.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston.
Look out! Here comes a throat roll! Whether you're craving pork, chicken, or beef, there's no meal that compares to Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. From old-fashioned center-cut ham, barbecue pork steaks, chicken and dumplings, round steak, beef liver and onions, golden fried catfish, and much more. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you'll smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Things really do get better with age at Bloomsdale Bank. For our account holders ages 55 and up, it means joining our Platinum Plus Club, where you'll enjoy exclusive benefits like group travel discounts, social events, free money orders, cashier's checks, and more. Just maintain a balance of $1,000 or more in an interest-bearing deposit account, and you're eligible. Now that's banking with benefits. Platinum Plus Club from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Cliff Lane with Lane Consolidated Services.
FF Festus Crystal City here as the Vikings lead it in their basketball season opener 38-31 over the Lynx here at halftime. Just a couple of minutes away here from the start of the second half of action. Both teams a little struggling in that first half, but Jeffco really looked like they kind of turned it on a little bit once that second quarter started. It was one of those things where it was all knotted up at 15 at the end of the first quarter, Evan, and then all of a sudden Jeffco able to explode for 23 points in that second quarter, and Belleville did more of the same, 16 points in that second quarter.
Yeah, it was a night and day difference. Both teams have really improved. I think that a lot of it has to do with maybe chemistry. We were talking about that during the break, that maybe these teams haven't really had time to develop and know what each other are going to do. And, you know, that will come throughout the season. And you can't really expect it, you know, with all these new players coming in on both squads, the chemistry may not be there yet, but I'm sure that both teams are going to find that throughout the season.
Yeah, absolutely. As we're getting set here to start this second half of action, looks like a little bit of a change here for Jeffco to start. It looks like Alexia and Cauley checking in for the first time. She will start the second half of action. It looks like Minculisa will, she's out there on the floor as well, along with Ben Como, Jenna Randall, of course, that is, as well as Jennings. And Randall, she'll take it in, left side block, turnaround jumper, knocks it in off the glass and in. Randall on the board, kicks it off, 40-31. Vikings lead it over Lindenwood Belleville. Once again, there's that pressure. Lots of pressure from it that time. Ben Como now out there meeting Williford. Lynx going right to left now in their all-black uniforms. Jeffco in their all-red uniforms with blue lettering. There's the drive down low that time from Roberts. Roberts turns it over. Here comes Ben Como in Jeffco. Ben Como outlet pass down low. Struggling to handle it, though, is Cauley, but she gets it. And now back out. Minculisa with it. Left side pump fake. Dribble drive floater in the key. Gets it to go. Nice runner that time for Minculisa. 42-33, or 31, I should say. Here's the pressure that time from Cauley. Now left side into the hands of Davis. Davis dribbling. Out at the perimeter, met by Ben Como. Far side pass to nobody, but somehow chasing it down off her fingertips, though. Can't quite control the basketball is Williford. That's a turnover for the Lynx. Passing it in, Cauley. She's going to tap it out into the hands of Ben Como. She'll be doing the point guard duties. No pressure. 2-3 zone for the Lynx. Ben Como, right side, down low, into the hands. Now Minculisa, one-touch pass to Randall. And that one off the hands. And a turnover.
There's that chemistry again. Wasn't ready for it.
So the Lynx, lots of pressure this time. Minculisa and Jeffco, but they break it. Cross the half-court line. Left side pass. Now a little mid-range jump shot. In and out. No good that time by Aur. Into the hands of Jennings with the rebound. Jennings with another board. And now Minculisa drives. Has a right side jumper, and she knocks it in. Nothing but nylon. Minculisa puts it down. 44-31, 8:20 to play in the third.
Minnie Julissa with no points in the first half, but she's off to four straight in this one.
Yeah, four of the six have been scored by Minnie Julissa, the other by Randall. Top of the key. Good defense, Collie. And now looks like she'll be charged with the foul that time, her first foul, the sophomore from St. Louis, just up north. Lexi and Collie, her first personal foul. Down low, one-touch pass off the glass and in. Nice inbounds play that time, and good by Aur. Now, controlling the point in the basketball is Collie. Top of the key, working that 2-3 zone. Now into the hands of Bencomo. She gets a screen right side from Randall. Dribbles arrive, and now back out for three on the right side. That one off back iron, no good. Into the hands, Randall. Rebound, puts it back up. That's no good. Three ball missed by Minnie Julissa. Randall with the rebound, couldn't finish. And then the Lynx get it behind the back move. Nifty dribbling from Roberts. Throws it away, though, to nobody. Trying to find it to Auer, but can't get it to her. Now checking into the game is Triplett. Triplett checks into the game for Bencomo as Bencomo sits down for her first breather of the second half of action. Collie with the basketball. Now dribbling it across the timeline. Just across the left side of the J.C. Jefferson College logo. Tries to dribble to the right side. That she does. And tries to find a slashing Jennings. She does. Now Randall back to the hoop. Pretty ball movement that time from Jeffco. Jennings to Randall that time.
Yeah, it was a nifty shot there. She was able to escape the defender and put it in for her 4 points in the second half.
Driving Willifer. She puts it in on that left side. Up and in off the glass. 46-35 now. 7 minutes to play. Collie will slow it up the court a little bit. Now pushes the tempo. Throws it right side. Triplett. Triplett met by Williford. And it looks like she traveled it. Indeed, she does. That's a turnover. Triplett one extra step that time as she tried to kick it out to the top of the key to Minnie Julissa.
Just your traditional 2-3 defense by Lindenwood Belleville here, and it seems to be working here in the second half a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Minnie Julissa from Romania, but finished her senior year of high school at Festus. Williford with the basketball, met hard by Jennings. Now Triplett coming on the left side to Sharp. Left side driving into the basket goes Roberts. Roberts looks like a little bit of a push that time on Jeffco. And no, it's going to be an offensive foul or stepping out of bounds, it looks like.
Yeah, she stepped out of bounds there.
Inbound pass goes from Minclusa. Minclusa now into the hands of Collie. Collie with the basketball. Top of the key to Minclusa on the left side. Top of the key. Right side now into the hands of Collie. Collie pull-up jumper on that right elbow. Can't get it to go. Chasing down the rebound. Jenna Randall, but she gets that ball thrown away. Tapped out by Sharp, but back into the hands of Collie. Now left side Triplett on the left elbow. Passes it back out. Minnie Julissa on the left side. She throws an inbounds pass, or entry pass, I should say, to Randall off of her hands. Randall tries to save it from going out of bounds. Throws it away into the hands of Williford. Here come the Lynx. Williford dribbles back out to the top of the key after penetrating on the right block. They're going to slow it up. Left side, deep three from Davis off the front iron. No good. Rebound from Triplett. Tried to slash it away, but last touched by the Lynx. So rebound will go to Triplett there. Jeffco gets the basketball.
And distance does not scare these Lynx shooters. They'll pull up from right about anywhere.
Yeah, they really will, especially Davis. She had that first three, was able to knock it in. A couple of changes on the floor. Jennings and Minnie Julissa check out of the ball game. Cheyenne Randall checks in, as well as it looks like it's going to be De'Asia Johnson. Checks back into the game for her first action here in the second half. De'Asia Johnson, entry pass to Randall, right side, just off the rim, can't get it to go. Rebound into the hands of Sharp of the Lynx. And Sharp loses control of the basketball. And Cheyenne gets it. She throws it. Cheyenne Randall to Triplett. Left elbow. Back out. Collie thinks about it. Now drives baseline. Handoff pass. Cheyenne Randall. Right side layup off the glass and in. Nice pass that time from Collie. Cheyenne Randall, her first points of the second half.
That was a great play defensively by the Vikings. And here they go again with the trap.
Beautiful defense on the trap. Forces a tie up. Cheyenne Randall and Collie all over it there. Nice call there, Evan, as that defense really giving fits that pressure in the backcourt, the full court press. Coach Jarvis barking out instructions to his ball club. And now they say it's Lynx ball, with Belleville,
yeah.
Lynx ball, as Jeffco is ready to line up. Now tapped away. Jenna Randall off the hands of number 23, Galen Hall of Lindenwood Belleville. Now it's Jeffco basketball.
Yeah, we were just 30 seconds too early.
Yeah, looks like it. Cheyenne Randall checks the basketball in. Collie, top of the key. She thinks about pulling up for three. Instead, throws it right side. Cheyenne Randall, and on top of the key. Johnson, she puts up a three ball. That's off the front rim. No good. Chases down her own rebound, though. Outlet pass Cheyenne Randall. Now entry down low to Triplett, working that right block. Tries to find a girl open. Loses it. Gives it into the hands of Johnson. Kicks out to Johnson. And that's stolen away all the way. One-on-one action. Collie tries to chase down the block. Can't do it. Up and in. J.C. Roberts knocks it through.
J.C. Roberts, her 12th point of the contest. Her first points of the second half.
Entry pass. Johnson, turnaround jumper. That's no good on the right elbow. Rebound into the hands of Randall. And Randall's fouled on the floor. Jenna Randall been all over the glass to this point, unofficially with 10 boards.
She's been all over everything. They might have to give her the keys to the bus because, well, she didn't drive here, the bus, but if she did, she probably would drive home.
It's been terrific so far in this ball game. Collie, right side block. Deasia Johnson on the inbounds pass. Can't get it to go. There's Randall again. Gets the rebound and the foul. Goes straight back up. She'll head to the free throw line. Randall just all over the glass. 48-37. Jeffco leads. 4:38 to play here. Third quarter action as Randall heads to the free throw line for the first time in the second half.
Yeah, both the Randalls are doing well this game for the Vikings. Cheyenne and Janae.
Yeah. Randall's first free throw off the back iron. No good. Looks like checking out of the game is Collie. Into the game is the starter. Minkulesa checks back in. Jenna Randall last year averaged about 7-7, 7.8 points per game, 7.1 rebounds per game, and a block in 19 minutes. Second free throw, though, up and no good. She goes 0-2 from the charity stripe. Rebound in the hands of the Lynx. Here come the Lynx. They put pressure. Minkulesa up in the air, swatted away that time from Jenna Randall. Just talked about her ability to swat the ball, and she does it right there. And now it's into the hands of Deasia Johnson. Passes back out to Randall. Now left side, Minkulesa thinks about a three, decides against it. Entry pass down low, loses control, somehow flips it into the hands of Deasia Johnson as Jenna Randall gets it to go. What a pass that time.
Great pass. It was almost like a volleyball pass.
Swatted away. Now Randall with the steal, and it looked like she double dribbled, and she did. Terrific hustle, but just couldn't quite keep control of herself there. She's all over this third quarter.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to stop her because she's running rampant.
It'll be Lynx basketball. Inbounding it, going to be Ashlyn Davis. Full court pressure here. The 1-2-2 for Jeffco. Triplett putting in the pressure. And an outlet pass somehow caught on that left side by Roberts. Minkulesa tries to track her down. Minkulesa hands up into the face of Roberts. She can't get the layup to go. Outlet pass to Triplett. Triplett putting on pressure here for Jeffco. She loses control of the basketball. Kicks out Minkulesa. Now right side. Into the hands. Now down low. Working the paint is Johnson. Right side. A layup. Can't get that one to fall. Off the glass. No good. Rebound into the hand of Hall. And the Lynx. Outlet pass. Number four. Miller with it. Now left side for three. Long three from Sharp on the far corner. Can't get it to go. Rebound in the hands of Ringling, who's checked into the game. So Ringling with another rebound. Chalk one up. Driving in, Minkulesa can't get that one to go. Wild shot off the glass. Rebound into the hands of the Lynx, and they're pushing it the other way. But Minkulesa, terrific defense yet again. And now Triplett putting pressure. As they struggle to get it across the half-court line, and it's thrown away by Roberts. Tried to get it to Sharp. That's going to be Jeffco basketball. Another turnover forced by that aggressive D.
Yeah, Vikings starting to show their teeth here in the second half.
Ringling throws it into Minkulesa. She's joined on the court by Triplett, Cheyenne Johnson. And Deasia Johnson. Johnson now has it on the right side. Or I should say Cheyenne Randall has it on the right side. Deasia Johnson working down low. Randall fouled on the play. It'll be Jeffco basketball underneath on the left block. On the left sideline, they should say. 2:58 to play here in this third quarter of action. 50-37 Vikings. Minkulesa gets set to check the ball in. Screen tries to free up Ringling. Instead, Deasia Johnson, who set the screen, gets it on the right block, misses the layup, can't get it to go. Rebound in the hands of the Lynx. Lots of pressure again from the Jeffco defense, stolen away by Triplett. And Jeffco, three-on-two action. Pull-up jumper from Triplett. Nothing but nylon. Swish that time. 52-37 is Triplett with another bucket.
Yeah, that was smooth. Pull-up J.
Left side, Roberts working with it. Right side pass and getting it to go. Nice find to Hall on the right side layup. Minkulesa controlling the basketball now for Jeffco. Entry pass to Ringling on the left elbow. Thinks about a jumper instead. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the right side. Now turns around on a right block side jumper. Misses that one, though, off the rim and off the glass. Rebound into the hands of Miller and the Lynx. Now kick out to Sharp. Sharp working that left edge, defended by Johnson. No good. Rebound by Ringling of Jefferson. Ringling, four rebounds unofficially tonight for her. De'Asia Johnson working the run. Out to Trippett. Left side, tries to get it in the foul. Can't get it to go. She'll head to the free throw line off the front rib as Trippett goes to the charity stripe.
Well, they take out Randall and they bring in Jennings here, they bring in Triplett, and now Triplett's taking over the dominant abilities that Randall was showing.
Yeah, Triplett hits the first free throw off of the front rim. A couple of changes here. Checking out of the game goes De'Asia Johnson, and back into the game goes Jennings. Also checking out of the game, Cheyenne Randall, in favor of Alexi and Colley. Joined on the floor by Minculesa. As well as the second free throw up and in. Also on the floor, Minculesa, as well as Izzy Ringling. Lots of pressure from Jeffco. 23 seconds on that shot clock. 7 to take. It looks like a foul called in the backcourt. Looks like it's going to go on Colley. So Colley gets the foul. With the basketball in control of it is Ashlyn Davis. Davis with the right side working the block against Colley. Colley on the perimeter. Now gets by Ringling. Now back out. Colley swats that one away a little bit into the hands of Ringling on the loose ball. Now Triplett. 4-on-1 here for Jeffco. Left side. Colley right back to Triplett on a bullet pass. Barely handled it, but she did. Ringling back out. Right side jump shot. Up and in. Nice job there from that right side. Triplett showing a real good mid-range jump shot all game.
Yeah, I think the mid-range jump shot might be her forte, that's for sure.
I think it's so. She's been great. Another good pressure there between Minculesa and Triplett, but a foul called. Going to go against Minculesa. So Jeffco really trying to work that pressure. 56-39, minute 17 to play in this third quarter. And, Evan, we've seen Jeffco really pull away. They've only given up 8 points this third quarter.
Well, the defense probably is going to be credited with that because they're playing in your face. And I don't know if the Lynx know what to do with it.
Yeah, they're struggling with Davis. Tries to work it inside, down low, missing that jumper. Rebound into the hands of Jeffco and Dominique Jennings. Now to Minculesa. Triplett thought about the mid-ranger, decides against it. Down low, Minculesa, right side layup, off the glass and in. Pretty move by Minculesa.
Has a beautiful spin move to free herself and easy layup.
Lots of pressure by Minculesa now left side. Colley defending. Now Triplett swats it away from Roberts, and she's going to go coast-to-coast, right-side layup, and the foul puts it in. Beautiful job there from Triplett, who's been on fire in this third quarter.
Absolutely. I'm scared to see what happens if Randall gets in the game.
My goodness, they've been terrific. Bencomo going to get set to check in. Ryan Davis checks into the ballgame for the Lynx. Bencomo checks in for Minculesa. So Triplett will head to the free throw line. She knocked down both of them last time. See if they can extend the 60-39 lead here. Free throw up. And rattles home. 61-39, 41.7 seconds to play in their third quarter. Jeffco once again applying pressure. This time the Lynx break it. Driving to the basket, trying to get a wild shot. Williford can't get that one to go. Rebound to Ringling. Outlets it out to Bencomo. Bencomo pushing the pace, and she's going to pull it up after not seeing numbers. Ringling trailing, though, has a lot of room and mishandles the basketball off of her right leg, and no good as it goes out of bounds, and that'll be a Jeffco turnover, Lynx basketball. It's Colley, Bencomo, and now Tyra Bonner checks into the game. Here comes the press yet again. Colley all over it. Triplett out there as well. As well as Tyra Bonner, and it looks like Triplett's going to get called for a push foul that time with 13.6 to play here in the third quarter.
Yeah, the Vikings are getting up there in the fouls a little bit now. This press is maybe getting a little bit too aggressive.
13.8, 61-39. Might be the last possession of the quarter. Inbound pass goes to Ashlyn Davis. Right side met by Bencomo. Now Bonner. Now left side for three. Long on the left edge. Up the back iron. No good that time from Williford. Into the hands, rebounded by Dominique Jennings. Right side, Bonner, 1 second left, has a chance with the runner, but she walked with the basketball. Whistle blows it dead, 0.6 seconds to play in this third quarter. Going to be hard to get a shot here.
Well, according to ESPN Sports Science, this is the exact amount of time needed to get a shot off, so it is possible.
It is possible, although they do have to do a full court shot. That might take a little bit more time. Inbounds pass, gets it, one dribble, no attempt that time even. from Williford. At the end of three, the Vikings pulling away in the regular season opener here at Jefferson College. They lead it over the Lynx 61-39. We'll be back with the fourth quarter here on 1400 KJFF.
Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center can provide all of your adult and pediatric medicine and dental care needs, as well as mental health and substance abuse treatment. Hi, this is Tracy Wicking. We want to be your health care home. Call us at 481-6040 for more information or to schedule an appointment at our new facility in Hillsboro. That number again is 481-6040 or check us out online at mimoinfo.com. Comtree, health happens here.
Mark the calendar for the Jefferson County Family YMCA's annual dinner and auction Saturday, November 19th. Hi, this is Suzanne Seek, your auction chairperson. This one-of-a-kind evening is the largest fundraiser event for our Jefferson County YMCA, and the proceeds provide services for everyone regardless of their ability to pay. To donate an item, reserve a table, or an individual ticket, call 636-931-YMCA for the annual YMCA dinner and auction November 19th at the Lexington Inn.
We're back here at Jefferson College with the Vikings taking a 61-39 lead. And Evan, we are really impressed by the play of Shannon Triplett in that third quarter of action. The freshman, 15 points now on the night.
Absolutely. She only had six in the first half, but she's already got nine, and we just began the fourth quarter.
Yeah, she controls the basketball, kicks it right to Bencomo, who fires a one-touch pass to Cauley, walked with the basketball on the left edge. It's a turnover for Jeffco. In the game right now, Tyra Bonner, Bencomo, Cauley, and Jennings, and then Shannon Triplett as well for Jeffco. Pushing the pace this time, Williford for the Lynx. She's pressured by Bencomo. Bencomo recovered defense. Now down low, Jennings hand in the face. Looks like she may have hit her on the wrist for a foul, and that indeed is going to send Mild Miller to the free throw line with 9:38 to play in this ball game. Jenna Randall also had a terrific third quarter. She's got double-digit rebounds in this one so far, been all over the glass. Mentioned she averaged 7 rebounds just 19 minutes in the last year's season. It's the first free throw up and off the rim. No good that time. Averaged 7 points as well. She was the leading returner in blocks and rebounds.
Well, she's got 8 now. She's 2 more for that double-double.
2 more from that double-double. It'd be a nice start as the free throw up and in by Miller. Coach Jarvis told me, he goes, hey, I think Randall could be one of the top leading rebounders in the whole entire region. She certainly proved it tonight. Triplett coming with the basketball. Gives it to Bencomo on the right side. Tyra Bonner with it now. Right side, Bencomo. Entry pass down low. Left side, Jennings. She decides, passes out to Cauley. Wide open for 3 off the back iron. No good. Rebound into the hands of J.C. Roberts. Outlet pass to Williford. She's met by Bencomo. Beautiful spin move. Puts it in on the right side. That's a terrific move by Williford.
Yeah, Williford's quietly killing it now. She has herself 8 points.
8 points for Williford. Cauley with it. Mid-range jumper on the left side. Knocks it home. Misses the 3, but hits a contested jumper on the left elbow. So Cauley on the board. With the basketball double team by Cauley and Bencomo, loses it into the hands, and it looks like a foul as trying to come after the basketball was Bonner after got into the hands of Miller after Bencomo was able to knock it out. Cheyenne Randall's going to check into the game for Triplett. Also check into the game, Min Kulesa. She'll check in for Tyra Bonner. And Randall, Jenna Randall, will check in for Cauley as well. So lots of changes. Now it's both Randall, Cheyenne, and Jenna. And then Tyra Bonner, Min Kulesa, as well as Bencomo. Como on the floor on the defense. That ball does swat it away as they tried to get an entry pass down low to Ayur. Jenna Randall was having none of that. She fires that one out of bounds. The Lynx will retain possession. She throws it to the right side in the hands of Williford. Williford with the basketball, met by Bencomo. She's got to throw it away to Miller on the left side. Top of the key, thinking about it, Roberts, met by Min Kulesa, decides against it. Min Kulesa swats it away, steals the basketball, tries to pass it out, can't, turns it over, and now all of a sudden, mid-range jumper on the left side. Williford, she can't get it to go. Rebound into the hands of Jeffco and Hall, but she can't get it. Now Min Kulesa with the rebound and control of the basketball. A bit of a wild run there. Now Bencomo with it. Back out, Min Kulesa drives to the paint. Left side scoop, right hand layup. Can't get it to go off the front ridge. Has the control of the basketball. Loses it now. Out of bounds. Last touch by Jeffco. It'll be Lynx ball.
Yeah, Minkulesa likes that that scoop style of layups, but sometimes you just got to go up strong.
And Minkulesa almost gets that one to go, though, with the pretty touch. Can't quite finish.
Now, this Vikings press, basically the idea is you want to wait before the ball handler get just across the half-court line, and then you trap. So the ball handler has truly nowhere to go, because if you go backwards, it's a backcourt. And right now the Vikings are doing that so far this game perfectly.
And that's exactly what they tried to do there, but just handling it and getting across Williford, but Coma almost poked it out. Good observation to Evan as that left side dribbling that and down low. That ball stolen away on the pass into the hands of Randall. Looked like Sharp had the basketball, tried to bounce pass it, and got out of bounds. Is also checked back into the game. So Pina is in the game with Ben Como, as well as Minkulesa and Jenna Randall and Cheyenne Randall. Checking out of the game for Lindenwood Belleville is Miller. Into the game once again, Jesse Roberts. Left side, Minkulesa with it. She's met. Now throws it over far side of Nkomo. Top of the key, Cheyenne Randall. Entry pass, Minkulesa. Now right side of Nkomo. Entry pass down low. Jenna Randall, turnaround jumper. Off the back rim, no good. Rebound into the hands of Sharp. Sharp loses control of the basketball. Out of bounds. Great defense from Nkomo down there. That was just terrific work on her part.
Absolutely. It was she got her feet set and everything and executed to perfection.
And Culessa takes the inbound pass to Sopina. Now top of the key, Cheyenne Randall. Randall throws it away into the hands of Sharp. Sharp driving coast to coast against Cheyenne Randall. Gets that right-handed layup to go. 63-44. Sopina takes the inbounds pass with just over 7 minutes to play in the ball game. Top of the key, Ben Como. Right side, Cheyenne Randall. Randall, Sopina at the free throw line. She drives right side scoop layup herself. Draws contact, and Sopina will head to the free throw line.
Sopina, another big body on the floor for this Jeffco team, and she showed it. She knocked the girl on that shot over.
Sopina, a 5'8 freshman from Spain, so traveling overseas to play for Jefferson College. She gets set, ready for the free throw. First attempt up and in, so Sopina's on the board. Her first points here in the second half of action. Knocks down that free throw, getting set to check into the ball game. It looks like for the Lynx is Aur, and she will check in for Katera Sharp. She's out of the game. Once again, on the floor for Jeffco, Cheyenne and Jenna Randall, Minkulesa, Sopina, and Nkomo. Second free throw attempt up off the rim and off the glass. No good off the left side. Rebound to the Lynx. Nkomo putting on the pressure. They break it, though. Do the Lynx. Now with the control of the basketball is Ashley Davis. She's met by Minkulesa. Ball on the floor. Double dribble. Beautiful defense from Minkulesa to force the double dribble. And Davis was shocked. Minkulesa just goes, that's my basketball. I need it.
Yeah, Davis wasn't happy. She threw both her hands up in the air. Wanted to know what just happened.
64-44, Vikings lead, 6:50 to play. Nkomo controlling the point duty. She throws it outright to Minkulesa. And Minkulesa has that ball stolen away that time from Roberts. Roberts working the two-on-one. Spin move over by Cheyenne Randall. Count the basket and the foul. What a move that time from Roberts. Beautiful spin move and then finishes with the left hand against Cheyenne Randall.
Yeah, Roberts' first field goal of the second half on a great spin move.
Terrific. Can't get the free throw to go, though. And there's Jenna Randall on the glass once again. Rattles up yet another rebound. Outlet pass, Minkulesa. Right side elbow jump shot off the back iron. No good. Rebound into the hands of Aur and the Lynx. Nkomo putting pressure on Williford in the backcourt. Meeting her at that half-court line, trying to force her into that trap was Randall down low, though. Beautiful pass and execution puts it in for Lindenwood Belleville. That's Callen Hall puts it down. Nkomo now pushing it. Right side in the hands of Minkulesa. Minkulesa. Jenna Randall. Pump fake drive. Back out. Minkulesa for three. Lots of contact, though. No shot. As Randall ran into, it looked like, Davis. And now they're going to call it a player control foul on Jeffco. That's going to go against Jenna Randall right there. And I don't know. I think that might have just been a case of a bigger body hitting a smaller body.
Yeah, that happens sometimes, but unfortunately, that's not how the referees saw it.
So Sopina now checks, or is still in the game. I should say checking into the game is Izzy Ringling. She checks in as well as Cauley, and they join Jenna Randall, Sopina, and Nkomo on the floor as Linville is forced into an over-and-back violation. Great defense there by the Vikings on that far side baseline. That was Ringling out there working it as well as Cauley. It'll be Jeffco basketball.
a 14-point lead. You never want to get comfortable, especially in basketball. So the Jeffco still needs to play their style of play. They need to keep the fundamentals down and not get comfortable.
Well, they keep applying that pressure. There's Triplett. She's back into the game, and she misses that mid-range jumper. A rare miss for her, but cleaning up the rebound, the Hillsboro freshman Ringling knocks that one in. Offensive board for her. She's got six unofficial boards. So Pina putting in pressure against Williford. They somehow break it. Now top of the key with it is Davis. Right side three from Roberts. That's no good. Rebound into the hands of Jenna Randall. That's her 12th board. Now outlet pass to Sopina, right side, out of bounds, struggling to control the basketball. No good. It's going to be Lindenwood Belleville basketball. Sopina couldn't quite get a handle on it. 66-48, 5:24 to play. Triplett. Jeffco backing off a little bit right here into the half-court set. Dribbling the basketball, going to the right side. Davis, and she loses control of the basketball. And a great defense by Triplett, but getting control of it on that right side is Hall. She misses it. Rebound. Beautiful pass that time. From Roberts, no look to Hall, who puts it off the glass and in on the right side. What a no look.
Yeah, that was a great no look pass.
Under 5 minutes to go, 66-50, Jeffco. Ringling working that left block down low in the turnaround jumper. Rattles it home, Ringling. She's having a nice debut night, especially coming off of an ACL injury. That's going to put a timeout on the floor. Timeout by Coach Jarvis and the Vikings. We'll also take a one-minute break here at 1400 KJFF. 68-50, 4:52 remaining to play here in the fourth quarter.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
We're spreading holiday cheer. At First State Community Bank, we're giving away $1,000 per week from November 7th through December 31st. If you win, we'll pay back your FSCB debit MasterCard purchase of up to $1,000. And there may be multiple winners each week. So use your FSCB debit MasterCard for your Thanksgiving feast or to deck the halls. Every time you swipe, tap, dip, or click, you enter to win. First State Community Bank, success starts here. Member FDIC. Official rules at fscb.com/holidaypayday.
68-50 Vikings. 4 minutes and 52 seconds away from a regular season win. Their first of the year in their opener this season against the Lindenwood Belleville Lynx. And Evan, they've really come out really in the second half with a lot of effort.
Absolutely. They're definitely showing a better effort, like you said, and better team chemistry.
Jenna Randall steals it. There's that effort again, and she tries a little bit of a crab step, throws it back out, left elbow to Colley, mid-range jumper. That's no good. Rebound, Tyra Bonner can't get it to go. Rebound, back over, and Randall can't get that one to go. So Bonner and Randall both get the rebound, but they both can't finish. Lots of pressure there from Triplett. Left side, here's Davis. She tries to enter down low, stolen away that time into the hands of Triplett. And here comes a three-on-two action. Triplett, left side, going to try to take it herself. Blocking foul that time. Looks like going to go against Roberts on Triplett, who was just driving to the basket. Probably a good foul that time at Lindenwood Belleville to avoid the easy layup.
Yeah, no doubt about that one, Will. That was cut and dry. That was a foul.
No doubt about that one, as you said. Inbound pass, Colley. Looking for somebody, finds Triplett underneath, right side layup, up and in. There's Triplett yet again. She's got 17. Colley putting pressure, waiting for that half court. There it is, and almost throwing it away, and indeed throwing it away into the hands of Colley. And Colley's working a two-on-two. She takes it, scoop layup on the right side, gets it to go. Nice athletic move from Alexian Colley.
Her sixth of the game.
6 point of the game, and another turnover by the Lynx, thanks to the Jeffco defense. Relentless, 72-50, 3:53 to play on the court for Jeffco. Tyra Bonner, Alexian Colley, and it looks like a walk that time from Colley. That'll be a turnover on the inbounds pass. But Tyra Bonner, Alexian Colley in there as well. Triplett also in the game, Ringling in the game, and Jenna Randall in there as well. And for Belleville, is travel that time. So a walk one way, a walk the other way. Miles Miller that time travels with the basketball.
maybe the depth now and the tiredness might be getting to Belleville a little bit.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's a very good point. The turnovers have certainly become more of a common theme as the game has ticked on. Cauley dribbles it across that timeline, trying to set up the offense, pressured by Roberts. Cauley dribbles to the left side. Works it, inbound pass down low. Jenna Randall, turnaround jumper on that right block, up and in off the glass. Nice job by Randall. Jenna Randall puts it down. Triplett with the steal. Now Triplett driving the other way. She puts up a layup, no good, but a nice touch, rebound, and shot all at once from Alexi and Cauley. Beautiful move there from Cauley with the board and the finish. Lots of defense, and there's that pressure as soon as you get to that half-court line, and it is going to be Lindenwood Belleville basketball as it's out of bounds on Jeffco. Inbounding the basketball into the hands, Hall. She throws it down low, Davis. Now Davis back with it, left side of the key. Now left turnaround, elbow jumper, knocks it down, is Hall. Assisted from Davis.
Hall has 10 points in the second half.
So Hall, 10 points in the second half. Stepped up for the Lynx. Here's Cauley. Cauley dribbling on that left side. Through her legs. Now entry pass to Randall. Randall at the top of the key. She has it ripped away that time by Roberts into the hands of Davis. Davis will slow it up. Now throw it to the left side. Driving to the basket goes Miller. She puts it up. Can't get it to go. Offensive rebound, though, that time from Roberts. She's pushed down low, and that'll be Lynx basketball.
Yeah, that was a rare offensive rebound by Lindenwood Belleville.
Yeah. At Jeffco, that height, they've really been dominating on the boards.
Yeah, just like you predicted early on. I said maybe not, but that has been a definite factor.
Roberts, that free throw up and in. She knew it. Lots of substitutions back into the game. De'Asia Johnson as well as Dominique Jennings as well as Minkulesa. They come in checking out of the game. It goes Jenna Randall as well as Izzy Ringling finds a spot on the bench as well for a breather. So that leaves Triplett, Cauley, Johnson, and Jennings, as well as Minkulesa on the floor. Triplett with the ball on the right elbow. Working it down low. She decides to drive to the basket, and the foul gets it to go. Triplett, have a night, why don't you? 78-54, Jeffco, 2:17 to play. That's 19 points, I believe, for Triplett now.
Yep, that's what I have her down for as well, 19. She's tearing it up the second half. She's really showing what she's got.
Yeah, 19 points, shows her ability to cut to the basket. A couple assists, couple of rebounds on the night as well. Knocks that free throw down. Why don't you make it an even 20?
Might as well.
Jeffco with that defense again, 79-54. Left side now into the hands of Sharp. Sharp driving, far side pass to Roberts. Roberts, one touch to Williford. Williford met by Triplett out there. Tough defense, but she gets around her, drives to the basket. There's a high floater. Knocks it down, Williford. Nice shot there. Minkulesa with it, dribbles it on the left far side, met by Davis, now kicks it back out, top of the key to Cauley. Back out, Minkulesa, left side, entry pass, down low, driving to the basket, now a pass, tries to get that one to De'Asia Johnson as Jennings, but throws it away, behind the back move, driving to the basket, Roberts, foul, almost gets it to go on a blocking foul from Cauley, and she'll head to the free throw line. 79-56, Vikings getting set to close this one out with just a minute and 39 seconds left to play in this ballgame. So we get ready to approach the 8 o'clock hour. You're listening to 1400 KJFF Festus Crystal City Imperial as that free throw goes up and in.
And she's got 16 on the day.
16 points for Roberts. She's had a nice night to make that 17. Free throw up and in. Inbounds pass goes to Cauley from Dominique Jennings. Cauley with it. Top of the key, dribbling, met by Davis. Going to throw it right side, Minkulesa with it. Now entry pass down low. And working that left edge is Jennings, but she walked with the basketball. And that'll be a turnover with 1 minute, 27 seconds to play. Jeffco still coming out in that 1-2-2 press. Put in lots of pressure. Ball's thrown to the right side. Roberts throws it left side. Now cutting to the basket. Here goes Hall. Left side layup, can't get it to go. Rebound goes into the hands of Jeffco. Driving right side. That ball's thrown away, but then somehow back in the hands of De'Asia Johnson, who kicks it out. Now left side, Cauley. Into the hands. Now top of the key, Minkulesa. She drives. Middle side paint layup. Can't get that one to go. Offensive rebound that time from Jennings, and she's fouled as she tries to put back the missed shot. And she'll get two free throws on the free throw line with exactly 1 minute to play in this ball game. Jennings takes a couple of dribbles at that free throw line. It looks like Sierra Frazier has checked into the ballgame. Sophomore from Charleston. Her first minutes of the night is knocking down the first free throw is Jennings. Jeffco's got an even 80 points out of the game. Goes Hall. Into the game comes Iwar for Lindenwood Belleville. Jennings, couple of dribbles in the lefty. Shoots from the charity stripe and knocks it home. 81-58, under a minute to play here in the fourth quarter of action in the Jefferson and College Vikings basketball season opener. Driving, stolen away by Jennings. Outlet to Cauley. Cauley working it. She's got two-on-one with Frazier. Bounce pass, Frazier back to Cauley. Right side layup. Can't get it to go. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up. That's no good. Rebound into the hands of Lindenwood Belleville. Couldn't quite finish that time was Cauley. Left side, now dribble driving. Williford, high arcing, kiss off the glass, up and in, 81-60, 34 seconds to play and counting.
Well, they're that much taller than you. Sometimes you got to throw the ball up to the rafters, and it's working for Williford right now.
Yeah, working well as that one knocks it in. Left side, a three, that's no good. An air ball, loose ball on the ground, as it was Minculesa with that high arcing three. 20 seconds to play, going to be Lindenwood Belleville basketball. Foul on the play that time by Jennings. Substitution, Sopina. Coming into the game for Minculesa.
21-point lead, 20 seconds left. Vikings still pressing here.
Yeah, and that's one thing Coach Jarvis had mentioned is they really want to get into a rhythm, kind of get that form for the first couple of games. And, well, that might be why. Another turnover that time.
Yeah, frustration, really starting to maybe set in for the Lynx. Like, you don't have many players. You're on the road. It's just not working out for you today.
Yeah, 10 seconds to play. Cauley will probably just hold the basketball here, 81-60. 6 seconds now, 5-4-3, and the Jefferson Vikings and their first game of the regular season. They win it 81-60 over the Lindenwood Belleville Lynx junior varsity squad. Jeffco moves to 1-0 on the season. And Evan, it was a sloppy kind of start, just 15 points, but then the Vikings, I think, kind of found a rhythm.
Yeah, they really started to pull it together in the second half. It was tied after the first quarter, 7-7, if I do recall correctly. And then after halftime, you know, Coach Jarvis maybe had a talk and said, you know, maybe pull it together, and that's exactly what they did. And they came out with a big season opener win.
Yeah, 81-60. Always want to start that year 1-0. So we'll go ahead and step aside here on 1400 KJFF. We'll have some post-game coverage for you coming up next.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes a throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston. Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes a throat roll! Whether you're craving pork, chicken, or beef, there's no meal that compares to Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. From old-fashioned center-cut ham, barbecue pork steaks, chicken and dumplings, round steak, beef liver and onions, golden fried catfish, and much more. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you'll smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Things really do get better with age at Bloomsdale Bank. For our account holders ages 55 and up, it means joining our Platinum Plus Club, where you'll enjoy exclusive benefits like group travel discounts, social events, free money orders, cashier's checks, and more. Just maintain a balance of $1,000 or more in an interest-bearing deposit account, and you're eligible. Now that's banking with benefits. Platinum Plus Club from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here on 1400 KJFF, we will have some statistics for you in just a moment in this ball game. But the Vikings, they get their season opening victory over the Lindenwood Belleville Lynx Junior Varsity team, 81-60. It was a game that kind of started off a little bit rough. It was 15-15 at the end of the first quarter, and then it went 38-31 at half. And then Jeffco really kind of turned it on a little bit, scored 42 points in the second half of action, or I should say 43 points en route to their 81-60 win. Played pretty consistent defense all night. They gave up an average of 15 points each quarter as well, so they really did a nice job keeping that defense low. And I felt like the turnovers definitely kind of increased as that went along as well, and definitely tired down the Lynx, because Lynx, of course, only eight players. Jeffco with the big height advantage as well. You have players, Randall, really, really stand out. Both Randalls played yell between Janae and Cheyenne or Randall, but the former of the two with a terrific ball game. Double-double for her on the night, and she was a machine on the glass. We had her down for 13 unofficial rebounds in the ball game. Terrific performance from her on that end, all over the glass. And Izzy Ringling, impressive as well. You didn't quite know what to expect from her with that ACL injury, but the Hillsboro freshman comes in and grabs about six rebounds and scores several points as well for her in the ball game, and that was a big time. And then, obviously, another big scorer was Triplett as well. Shannon Triplett with a terrific ball game. The freshman in her debut flies in, scores double-digit points in the second half of action of that ball game. And I believe she finished with an even 20 points in the game, did Triplett. So she had 20 total, 6 in the first half, 14 in the second half. For Izzy Ringling, she had 10 points total.
Yeah.
For her, and the six rebounds, a terrific performance for her. And Jenna Randall, 10 points, so double-double. And what really impressed you the most about Randall's play?
It was just the fact that she was so intense that the Lynx really didn't know what to do. It was mostly primarily also on her defensive front that was just gave the Lynx just confused them and really didn't know how to handle such an aggressive player because she was just everywhere.
Yeah, she really was flying all over the place, and Triplett as well. Those 20 points for her, that mid-range jumper, that's smooth, this silky delivery.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people, you know, you see the Steph Currys of the NBA, everybody wants to shoot threes now, or you're a dribble driver and you just want to get in, get the foul, and you're, you know, in a layup, maybe an and-one. But she really found her style in between. She likes the mid-range jumper, and it works very well for her.
Yeah, absolutely. Terrific athletic player on her end. Dominic Jennings had 6 points as well, or 7 points, I should say, 6 rebounds for her in the ball game. So she played real nice. Ben Como added a few points. Didn't score in the second half of action, but she also dished out several assists. Also didn't play all that much with the game getting in route as well in that late end. So we'll go ahead, step aside once again here on 1400 KJFF. Hope to hear from head coach Steve Jarvis here coming up shortly right here on KJF.
Hello, this is Cliff Lane with Lane Consolidated Services, Inc. in DeSoto. I have known and worked with Steve Farmer for many years, and I believe he is the best person for the job as public administrator. Please join me in voting to re-elect Steve Farmer, public administrator, on November 8th. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Tim Serdike, treasurer for Friends of Steve Farmer, and I told Steve that he can't afford and, most importantly, can't approve this message.
Hi, this is Steve Farmer. Thank you for your vote on November 8th, paid for by Friends of Steve Farmer.
We're spreading holiday cheer. At First State Community Bank, we're giving away $1,000 per week from November 7th through December 31st. If you win, we'll pay back your FSCB debit MasterCard purchase of up to $1,000, and there may be multiple winners each week. So use your FSCB debit MasterCard for your Thanksgiving feast or to deck the halls. Every time you swipe, tap, dip, or click, you enter to win. First State Community Bank, success starts here. Member FDIC. Official rules at fscb.com/holidaypayday.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes a throat roll! They have what you like.
From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds, well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Back on 1400 KJFF, where once again the Jefferson College Vikings women's basketball team win their season opener with a big time win, 81-60 in this ball game. And Evan, I think Coach Jarvis is going to join us here shortly, but the Vikings, definitely great to start off 1-0, especially when you got two more home games coming up.
Absolutely. It's always important to start the season strong. You build that confidence for the rest of the season. And, you know, you never want to start your season off with a loss. You get off on the right foot, get your confidence going, and you're going to keep that momentum rolling, hopefully on Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. They're up next in Friday night with plenty of action going forward as well. Looks like head coach Steve Jarvis here about to join us, so we will get his thoughts as we get him set up on the mic here. Once again, Jeffco comes away in their season opener with an 81-60 win in this ball game. And, Coach, first game out of the way, just your thoughts of the initial ball game to get this regular season started.
Ugly. That's about the way I can phrase it. You know, we just didn't seem to have the intensity that we needed to have, especially early on. Second half did a little bit better, but, you know, our sophomores have to step up and lead, and, you know, we just got to get better. We got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, Coach, it definitely seemed a little bit of a struggle out of the gate, particularly in that first quarter, but it did look like it was kind of building as each quarter went on after that, particularly, like you said, in that second half. So is that at least kind of good to see?
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, it's we have to play with more intensity. We have to hustle on the court all the time, and I think we didn't get that consistently. You know, we have to, you know, score the basketball. You know, we probably missed a dozen, 13, 14 layups early on in the first half and kind of come out of the gate right away doing that. And doesn't let us set up a press, doesn't let us, you know, try to put some more pressure on them. But, you know, we still have a lot of young players first time on the court. So, you know, that we have to realize that and hopefully we continue to grow.
Yeah, Coach, a couple of things kind of stood out to me a little bit. One is, you know, I heard we talked a lot about Janae Randall and her ability to rebound the basketball. She was really all over the glass there tonight. Another player that really kind of stepped out to me, especially because we weren't so sure if she was going to play, Izzy Ringling, the Hillsborough High School native. I thought she played nicely in her freshman debut.
Yeah, Izzy's coming along. I think, you know, she's getting stronger and stronger as she goes each day. And, you know, she brings a lot to us and kind of helps us settle down things a little bit. But, you know, she's always in the right spot, and that's a good thing. So, you know, I think as we continue to get her stronger and go through the season, she'll help us.
And the freshman, Shannon Triplett as well, she really scored a lot of points, particularly in that second half of action. Looks like that mid-range jumper, you kind of see that lost in today's game of basketball,
right.
But she had that down.
You know, we get her to play on both ends of the court. You know, that'll help, but she has the ability to score the basketball. You know, we've kind of shifted some things around. We had a couple players out, and, you know, she moved into the starting lineup. So, you know, I'm not sure if that was a little bit of first game jitters right off the bat there, missing a couple of layups early. But, you know, she's going to be able to score it for us and bring a dimension that helps us.
Coach, what would you like to see cleaned up a little bit heading into Friday night's contest?
Well, we just have to have a better effort. You know, we want to attack the basket more and not settle for a perimeter shot right off the bat. And, you know, I don't think we shot it very well from three. So, we've got to try to play inside out a little bit more, you know, and just try to get a rhythm. I'm not sure that we ever really got it to our tempo and got to our rhythm. But, you know, we had signs of it here or there where we got a few steals in a row. But, you know, that's what we got to work on. It's a long season, so, you know, we've got to be confident that we can get better and be ready when it comes region time.
Well, Coach, got another game this Friday, and obviously tonight wasn't what you had hoped, but hey, when you still come out with an 81-60 victory, it's at least a positive.
Yeah, it's a win, I have to realize that. You know, I'm always looking ahead. Sometimes it's hard to appreciate the things that's in front of you because we're looking at the long run. But, you know, we're 1-0, and that's a good thing.
Hey, Coach, thanks very much for joining us.
Great, thanks, Will.
That's head coach Steve Jarvis joining us here. His team, 81-60 win. It's going to wrap up our coverage here on 1400 at KJFF. They're back in action once again on Friday night, and they'll be at home. So you can definitely come on out, check that game if you got some time in the listening area. We'll have coverage. JEFCO's next game, next Wednesday, their home game as well. So that's going to conclude this broadcast for Will Cheshire, my partner Evan Thurman helping me out. Always a pleasure to have him, and of course special help back at the studio allowing us to bring this operation in bowl game to you in Madeline Gilbert and Angie helping me out as well. Special thanks to them. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your night. Be sure to tune in Friday night. Hillsboro football in action against Cape Central for the Class 4 District 1 District Championship. Take care.
You've been listening to a presentation of Regional Radio Sports on Straight Talk 1400. We now return you to regular programming.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636.